RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Transitional phase of Indonesian democracy has not finished yet. Security in the Middle East, one of issues discussed on Jakarta Geopolitical Forum. Now the news in detail. Governor of National Resilience Institute Lemhanas, Agus Wijoyo, at the press conference on the sidelines of Jakarta Geopolitical Forum that took place in Jakarta on Friday to media, said that Indonesia becomes a country with strategic position in international politics. He also said that the transitional phase of Indonesian democracy has not finished yet, even though Indonesia has gained independence for a long time. He further explained that Indonesia has not been able to overcome difference completely.
Perlu diingat bahwa kita belum selesai melaksanakan fase transisi demokrasi.
We need to remember that Indonesia has not finished to implement the transitional phase of democracy. The democracy transition will be over and it can increase on its democracy to consolidate celebration to all people to trust democracy and find out solution. All we need is by looking that Indonesian people want to find out settlement outside democracy. Moreover, Governor Lemhanas Agus Wijoyo said that Indonesia must realize and learn to get through the transitional era. He also remarked that Indonesia has been politically strategic. Even with various cultures, Indonesia is considered to face challenge in politics. Jakarta Geopolitical Forum has become an important forum in the world that met experts and academicians from many countries in the world. The forum discussed not only issues from participant countries, but also regional issues such as prolonged conflict hit by Middle East countries. This was stated by political expert from China Yang Yi to our rival service Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of Jakarta Geopolitical Forum that took place in Jakarta on Friday afternoon.
I think Indonesia is a very important country. They can play a very good role on a dialogue. Well, I think conflict, turbulence in the Middle East or other part of the world. What important is we can draw a lesson for Asian Pacific guys, and we know that how important we can pursue the security through cooperation and the dialogue.
Yang Yi also explained that the substantial point of Jakarta Geopolitical Forum is that the participants play the role actively by sharing opinions with other participants about conflict or world issues, so they can have judgment or suggestion how the issues can be overcome through the forum. The city administration of Surakarta, Central Java, hopes an electronic fee EV system that it has set up for vendors in traditional markets across the city from June 1st will prevent revenue leakages. Surakarta Mayor FX Hadi Rudiatmo said in Surakarta on Friday that the EV system is being applied to ensure that the payment of fees from vendors in the markets can be more efficient and transparent. This aims to prevent irregularities so there will be no revenue leakage. The EV system will be implemented in 9 traditional markets, namely Depok Gading, Gede Harjonegoro, Klewer, Ngudi Rejeki Gelingant, Nongko Sibela, Singosaren, and Tanggo. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Industrial Ministry has given its support for domestic manufacturing sector to achieve green industry and to establish new industry under the green industry principles. The Minister Research and Development Head Haris Munandar said in Jakarta on Friday that the instrument utilized to assess a green industry-based company is the Green Industry Standard. He said that the use of low-carbon technology is one of the principles of green industry supported by the implementation of 4R, reduce, reuse, recycle, and return, and competent human resources. This will result in efficiency in materials, energy, and water. Harris also remarked that a number of green technology-based initiatives in the industrial sector have exerted positive impact, especially in minimizing waste, cut CO2 emission, and reduce operational cost. North Jakarta immigration officials arrested three foreigners for immigration document violation during an inspection conducted at an apartment building in Penjaringan, North Jakarta. Bayu Dewa Brata of a North Jakarta immigration office said in Jakarta on Friday that one of them was Nigerian national who was found with an expired passport. He also said the other two are Singaporean national who is renewing his passport and a German who is only possess a marriage with an Indonesian registration letter. He added that the immigration office would require them to prepare legal immigration documents. During the inspection, the immigration officials have difficulty entering the apartment, so they have to break their way in. Wiles explained that 23 foreigners were inspected during the operation. The Indonesian rupiah rose slightly by 3 points to close at 13,186 rupiah per US dollar in Jakarta interbank spot market on Friday evening, compared to the previous close at 30,189 rupiah per US dollar. Money market observer Pran Ban Himpunan Saudara Ruli Nova said in Jakarta on Friday that the 12th tranche of economic policy packages announced by the government on Tuesday managed to maintain the rupiah in a positive sound. The policy package aimed at improving the ease of doing business has received positive responses from investors. He said with increasing business activities in the country, these packages are expected to spur the domestic economy and attract more foreign investment to Indonesia. On Tuesday, the government announced the 12th tranche of economic policy reforms aimed at slashing the number of permits, simplifying procedures of issuing permits and cutting license fees to improve the country's ease of doing business rating. The last item, the Indonesian Embassy in Sweden will promote Indonesian culture and tourism destination through the Kampung Indonesian concept during annual Putiwan Park and Music Festival in Kungsträdgården, Sweden on July 28 until 29, 2017. First Secretary for Economic Affairs of the Indonesian Embassy in Sweden, Febrian Irawati Mamisha, stated in Stockholm, Sweden on Friday that showcasing the Kampung Indonesian concept in Kungsträdgården aims to recreate the ambience of an Indonesian village and to introduce the country's culture and tourism destination in Sweden. Mamisha said that the Indonesian Embassy is focusing on promoting tourism and the embassy has set 2017 as the year of tourism promotion. During the Putiwan Fagen Festival to be held in Kungsträdgården, a park located in front of a Swedish King's Palace in Stockholm, Indonesia will showcase its traditional culture, handicrafts, authentic culinary arts, tourism destination, and the warmth and friendly nature of Indonesian people. A group of bamboo instrument artists from Bandung, West Java, called Soundman Ujo, will perform an orchestra using angklung, a traditional musical instrument made from bamboo. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various important events occurring this week were featured in the headlines of some leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start with Media Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Wednesday, May the 17th, it wrote, "Set aside disputes, promote unity." Unity nowadays becomes the toughest test of Indonesia. The harmony of pluralism as the foundation of unity continues to shrink almost towards the point of zero. If that is allowed, the existence of Indonesia as a unitary state is in danger. In fact, the country is built from the gathering, the spirit of unity that is very thick of the founders of the nation. However, what is happening now is very ironic. The unitary state of Republic of Indonesia is facing the gravest danger in unity. The facts show that unity, fraternity, peace, and tolerance amongst people and groups are no longer as strong as it used to be. Moreover, the strengthening is now precisely in the polarization amongst the people that is very easy to ignite, causing friction and quarrel. Therefore, highly relevant that the president instructed the chief of police and the military commander to not hesitate to crack down on all forms of actions and speech disturbing unity and brotherhood. Police and the military have been ordered to punish true opportunists who harass the Unitary Republic of Indonesia and the Unity and Diversity or Bhinneka Tunggal Ika motto, which are inconsistent with the Pancasila state philosophy and the 1945 Constitution. The president's commitment should be a reminder for the public, especially the elite, to also echo the spirit of unity and diversity amid all differences. To build healthy democracy and support law enforcement, putting aside all conflicts, let's together make the hot atmosphere cool and the abnormal back to normal. Over now to Sindo newspaper. In its editorial on Wednesday, May the 17th, the paper wrote, "Spice or Silk Road?" Countries in Southeast Asia or ASEAN, especially Indonesia, occupy an important position in the idea of One Belt, One Road program recently discussed in Beijing, China. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is included in the 29 heads of states participating in signing this program, which essentially is promoting a multilateral trading system open based on the rules of the World Trade Organization. This program will support Asia-Europe connectivity as a solution to increase investment and infrastructure of the region. They also recognize the challenges facing the world economy, which can be overcome by cooperation. In the forum, President Joko Widodo was confident that the maritime aspect of the Silk Road is difficult to achieve without significant contributions from Indonesia and other ASEAN countries. President Joko Widodo also explained the Maritime Access Program, which became the cabinet work program in Indonesia, to be aligned with the Chinese program. Nature's wealth and tourism are referred to as Indonesia's power to play a vital role in the new Silk Road. In the field of tourism, both natural and cultural, maybe Indonesia is most diverse, both in terms of quantity and quality. Natural wealth existing both inside and above Indonesian earth has advantages that are rare or even not owned by other countries. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakas.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. While we begin with an event which occurred on May 20th about National Awakening Day. Every May 20th, Indonesians commemorate National Awakening Day, the day which becomes a struggle momentum of Indonesian people was signed by the establishment of Budiutomo Organization in 1908. The establishment of the organization became the early movement which aimed to gain independence of Indonesia. Judging from the history of the establishment of Budiutomo, which consists of students, Indonesian people have to have the same spirit for Indonesian awakening, awakening for improvement, life and development along with development of science and technology. The next event was in 2002 when Timor-Leste gained independence from Indonesia. Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste or Timor-Leste, which before gaining independence name is Timor, is a small country in the north of Australia and in the east of Timor Island. In the past, Timor-Leste was one of provinces in Indonesia. Timor-Leste officially gained its independence on May 20, 2002. When becoming a member of the United Nations, this country decided to use Portuguese name, namely Timor-Leste, as official state name. And at the same date, May 20, Indonesia commemorates as Indonesian Doctor Service Day. National idea which formed Indonesian independence struggle movement was begun by doctors. Names like Dr. Wahidin Sudiryo Husodo, Dr. Cipto Mangunkusumo, Dr. Sutomo, Dr. Abdul Rahman Saleh, and the others who established Budiutomo movement on May 20, 1908 were stakeholders who wrote with golden ink in the historical traces. The birth of Budiutomo is commemorated as National Awakening Day. We appreciate the Indonesian doctors who have given great word in the National Awakening and remain Indonesian doctors in order to always run the rule of doctor. The event at State Palace before Indonesian President on May 28, 2008 was decided on May 20 as Indonesian Doctor Service Day. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus, which today is on the Government of Indonesia issues rules on financial information disclosure. On May the 8th, the Indonesian government issued a government regulation on lieu of law No. 1 of 2017 on access to financial information for tax interest. In such regulation, the Director General of Taxes is entitled to access financial institution customer data for tax purposes. This regulation is Indonesia's commitment after ratifying the Automatic Exchange of Information Scheme with G20 members and the Organization for Economic and Development Cooperation. 100 countries have committed to participate in such financial information exchange schemes. For this cooperation, the government has also issued Regulation of the Minister of Finance No. 39 of 2017 on the procedures of exchange with other countries. This regulation on access to financial information provoked various reactions from various circles. Some worry about the leaking of information data coming into the Director General of Taxes. To answer questions from the community, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani, along with Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo, Coordinating Minister for the Economy Darmin Nasution, and Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the Financial Services Authority, Mulyaman Halat, held a press conference at the Ministry of Finance in Jakarta last Thursday. On the occasion, Minister Sri Mulyani asserted the great authority of the tax authorities will be followed by very strict rules. She will issue a technical regulation containing various protocols and oversight of tax officials. In addition, according to the international regulation, the mandatory limit value of the outstanding balance is $250,000. Above that figure is the subject of information access. The Governor of Bank Indonesia, Agus Martowardoyo, also said that Bank Indonesia feels that the automatic exchange of information should succeed. The reason is, when looking at developing countries, the tax ratio of Indonesia is still below 11%. That is below some other ASEAN countries, which average 16%. Agus said customers do not have to worry about saving money in the country because wherever money is stored, the rules will be the same. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Financial Services Authority, Mulyaman Hadad, stated the institution is ready to run all procedures. Mulyaman believes the rules of information exchange with other countries will not undermine the growth of the financial services business. Moreover, outside the tax interest, customer data remain confidential. Well, that was Focus Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll be right back.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Governor of National Resilience Institute Lemhanas Agus Wijoyo at the press conference on the sidelines of Jakarta Geopolitical Forum that took place in Jakarta on Friday to media said that Indonesia becomes a country with strategic position and international politics. Jakarta Geopolitical Forum has become an important forum in the world that met experts and academicians from many countries in the world. The city administration of Surakarta Central Java hopes an electronic fee or EV system that it has set out for vendors in traditional market across the city from June 1st will prevent revenue leakages. Indonesian Industrial Ministry has given its support for domestic manufacturing sector to achieve green industry and to establish new industry under the Green Industry Principles. North Jakarta immigration official arrested three foreigners for immigration document violation during inspection conducted at the apartment building in Penjaringan, North Jakarta. The Indonesian rupiah rose slightly by 3 points to close at 13,186 rupiah per US dollar in Jakarta interbank spot market on Friday evening compared to the previous close at 30,189 rupiah per dollar. The Indonesian Embassy in Sweden will promote Indonesian culture and tourism destination through the Kampung Indonesian concept during the annual Putewan Park and Music Festival in Kungsträdgården Garden, Sweden on July 28 until 29, 2017. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Gedung Kembangan Nasional Jakarta. Stay tuned. Listener, every May 20th, Indonesia's commemorate National Awakening Day, the day which becomes a struggle momentum of Indonesian people, was signed by the establishment of Buddhism organization in 1908. The establishment of the organization became the early movement which aimed to gain the independence of Indonesia. Judging from the history of the establishment of Buddhutomo, which consisted of students, Indonesian people had to have the same spirit for Indonesian awakening for improvement, life and development, along with the development of science and technology. Listener, Gedung Kebangkitan Nasional is a building which was medical school in the past and built by the Dutch with the name School Thought Opleiding van Inlichte Arten, or abbreviated STOVIA. The building is located on Jalan Abdurrahman Saleh number 26, Central Jakarta, and in 1973, Regional Governor of Jakarta renovated the building on May 20, 1974, and was inaugurated by President Suharto to be Gedung Kebangkitan Nasional. listener, Gedung Kebangkitan Nasional Jakarta is a historical building and one of the educational tourism objects. The collections which exist in the building, such as photographs, painting, statues, diorama, market and also war equipment, are related to the history of national awakening of Indonesian people. At the Gedung Kebangkitan Nasional, which stands on 15,742 square meters on land, there are some museums, namely Health Museum, Press Museum, Women and Budiutomo Museum. The building is used for private offices and foundations, among others, office of Yayasan Pembela Tanah Air, Yayasan Idayu Library, Yayasan Perintis Kemerdekaan. To optimize the function of the building as museum, so all museums are merged to be Kebangkitan National Museum. Listener, besides storing some medical equipment which was used in the past, Kebangkitan National Museum also stores various collections such as wall clocks, antique lamps, bells, clothes, guns, photos, sculptures, and many others. The collection's arrangement is according to historical period of struggle, such as introducing room prior to national movement, room of national earlier awareness, and national movement room. At the museum, there are also miniature of Bugis Finnish traditional ship and a copy of old painting which describes Prince Diponegoro, as well as the actual human-sized installation work with their semi-traditional clothes. Listener, if you are in Jakarta, please set your time to visit Kebangkitan National Museum. This museum opens Tuesday to Thursday starting from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday at 8:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. while on Monday and national holidays are enclosed. Entrance ticket for adults is 2,000 rupiah and for kids is 1,000 rupiah. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Air Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Alika, in our regular segment, Miscellany. Listener, the people of Indonesia commemorate every May 20th as the National Awakening Day. On the same date, they also commemorate Indonesian Doctors Day. Are the two national days related with each other? Today's miscellany will inform you about National Awakening Day and Indonesian's Doctor's Day. Listener, according to the history of the Indonesian independence, the process of the formation of the foundation of Indonesia at the beginning of the 20th century started from the idea of the nation emancipators. The emancipators wanted a significant change in the sovereign society's life, because at the time the condition of the nation was sick with various crises and problems. One of the components of the emancipator nation was a group of native doctors and students of Stovia, a medical school in the Netherlands colonial period, by establishing the organization of Budi Utomo on May 20, 1908, with the initiator Dr. Sutomo, because it was considered as the organization that became the precursor for national organization in Indonesia at that time. Then the date of birth of Budi Utomo, May 20th, was set as National Awakening Day. Listener, in connection with the determination of May 20th as National Awakening Day, the medical community used the momentum of one century of National Awakening and one century of Indonesian doctor existence in 2008 set the date as Indonesian Doctors' Day. Moreover, that momentum was also used by Board of Indonesian Doctor Association, or IDI, as evolves to revitalize the role of doctors in Indonesia, not only as a health agent, but also as social change and development agent. Listener, IDI site pointed Makassar as commemoration center or a host of 108 Indonesian Doctors' Day in 2017, starting from Wednesday until Saturday 10 to 13 May. One of the activities was national gathering with the theme of the reform of comprehensive and multi-sectoral health service system towards a healthy Indonesia. In addition, there were other activities of Indomedica Expo, a workshop of making clinical pathways, remuneration guidelines, management of ID cards and practice individually and leadership training, scientific symposium, and the announcement of the improvement of people nutrition through movement of eating fish and vegetable fruit along with Indonesia's doctor. Listener, that was Miscellany today with topic National Awakening Day and Indonesia's Doctors' Day. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of our service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Alika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to White Shoes and The Couple Company. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Windu and Devrina. listener, that was the first song entitled Windu and Devrina, sung by White Shoes and The Couples Company. The band in pop genre was established in 2002, beginning from two students of art, namely Sari as vocalist and violist, and Ryo as rhythm guitarist, decided to establish a band. Besides both of them, other personnel who joined are Saleh as melody guitar, Ricky as bassist and cello player, Mela as keyboardist, pianist and violist, and John Navid as drummer. In 2005, White Shoes and The Couples Company released their second album with the same title as their band, named White Shoes and The Couples Company. One of songs which gets good response from their fans is Windu and Devrina, and this became their first video clip, before releasing their next album in 2005 entitled Skenario Masa Muda. White Shoes and The Couples Company had built soundtrack of a film entitled Janji Johnny and Berbagi Suami. Then the band released an album entitled Album Vakansi in 2010 and menyanyikan lagu-lagu daerah in 2013. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Today Is Not Sunday.
It's rainy season and the gray clouds complete the theme. Noisy thunder, creepy storm, and the falling trees. Television, tea and coffee, all the books are getting dusty. If there is a way, I will catch up for you. This is spring. Where the ice are melting, new plants are growing, flower is blooming, lovers are kissing.
Have just listened to the second song entitled Today Is Not Sunday, sung by White Shoes and The Couples Company. Listener, although in pop genre, White Shoes and The Couples Company have their own characteristics. The works are like old song in 1940s until 1970s because their musicalities is influenced by soundtrack of movie film in the era like classy jazz, disco and ballad. The creativity of White Shoes and The Couples Company is not only about new work. The band introduces again to Indonesia's people and the world about Indonesian regional songs through arrangement and typical style of white shoes and the couple's company. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Jangku Riliung and Rented Room. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
I can't stand the way you look at me, darling. All I want is a little pleasant room to stay, so I can sleep tight, so I can sleep tight tonight. Across the sea.
Of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.